בספר חיים ברחב ושלום ופרנסה טובה נזכר ונכתב לפניך אנחנו היי אנחנו לכל עמך בית ישראל חיים טובים ולשלום אנחנו לכל עמך בית ישראל חיים טובים ולשלום בספר חיים ברכה ושלום ופרנסה טובה נזכר ונכתב לפניך אנחנו היי אנחנו וכל עמך בית ישראל חיים טובים ולשלום אנחנו וכל עמך בית ישראל חיים טובים ולשלום. So what are we saying? Bespeh Chaim, in the book of life, Beracha, a blessing, Veshalom, in peace, Ufanasa Tova, and we should have a good source of income, Nizachir, Venichatev, Lefanecha, we should be remembered and written before you, Anachnu us, Vechol Amcha Beit Yisrael, and all of your nation, the house of Israel, Lechaim Tovim, for a good life, Ulshalom, in peace. We begin by asking Bespeh Chaim, the book of life in general. We conclude with Chaim Tovim, a good life. We also work our way up. In the beginning of Shmona Esrei, we say Zochreinu Lechaim. Hashem should remember us for life in general. It's just life we're asking for. And then by the end of Shmona Esrei, we ask for Chaim Tovim, a good life. So we're working our way up. Chazal say that we learn from David HaMelech. David HaMelech learned from the Kuti. And when the Kuti comes collecting, he stands at the door and he says, can you spare a little bit of onion? So they give him a little bit of onion. And the onion alone is sharp. Could you give me some salt with the onion? So they give him some salt. And he says, boy, that really burnt my mouth. Can you give me some bread with the salt and onion? So they give him a little piece of bread. The poor guy, he just had a sharp piece of onion. And then he asked for a little bit of water. And by the end of the day, he's gotten a lot out of you. So to David HaMelech, when he stood in prayer before the Ribon Shel Olam, he said, Shgiot Miavin. Who could know? Sometimes something happens in Aveira, Ribon Shel Olam, forgive me for the Shgiot, the things I erred. I didn't even know I did it. Please forgive me. Shgiot Miavin, Ministerot Nakeni, and clean me of the things that are hidden that I really don't even know that I did in Aveira. And then he went on to say, Gami Zaydim Chasoch Avdecha, Hashem, not you, forgive me. Forgive me even for the things I did on purpose. Aliyim Sheluvi, don't let them control me. Az Niketim Hipe Sharav, and then clean me from the things that I did even in rebellious form. So David HaMelech worked his way up. He began by asking for something simple, and he worked his way up asking Hashem, forgive me, until he reached even the Pshaim. So we work our way up in Shmona Esrei. We begin, we say, Hashem, just give us life, just life. And by the time we're finished Shmona Esrei, we say, give us a good life, give us Parnasa, give us peace, give us the things we need for the year. Bezrat Hashem, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, we will be adding things in our prayer, right? The third prayer, the third blessing of Shmona Esrei, we end with HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. And if one forgot that, then he has to repeat Shmona Esrei. Then we also change Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. We conclude with HaMelech HaMishpat. If you forgot that, you don't have to go back. We also add things in the Shmona Esrei. In the first blessing, we add Zochreinu Lechaim, remember us for life. And then in the end, we have two additions. We have the addition of Uchtov Lechaim Tovim Kol Bnei Britecha. Write us all those of your covenant, write them for good life. And Besef Lechaim Tovim, what we just sang. So those additions, the sentences that we add, if one forgot one of those sentences, he should add. So you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei for it. But the HaMelech HaKadosh, if one forgot, one has to go back for it. What happens on Rosh Hashanah by night, if you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, or you're not sure if you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh? So Rosh Hashanah by night, being that we're going with the Machzor, we're going with the blessing of Uvechen Ten Pachdecha, so either you don't know anything, so you have to read it from the Machzor, or else you're already familiar with the Rosh Hashanah prayer. Well, the Rosh Hashanah prayer always ends with HaMelech HaKadosh, so you got it right. So if you're not sure what you did, you could assume you did right Rosh Hashanah by night. On a normal weekday prayer where you're accustomed to saying Hakel HaKadosh, so there if you're not sure what you did, you'll have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. On Rosh Hashanah by night, if you're not sure, being that the whole prayer is different, so we say you probably got that one right too. So I'm just saying this now because come Rosh Hashanah by night, you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't remember if you got it right or wrong, you don't want to run around the Beis Medrash looking for me or someone else. So now you guys all know the halacha. So that, even though this edition one would not have to go back for, B'Sefer Chaim, all the sentences that we add to Shmoneh Esrei one does not have to go back for, but the conclusion of HaMelech HaKadosh one would have to go back for.